Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can't be silent in praising God. Praise is verbal. We have to hear you praise him. The prisoners heard Paul and Silas. You can't be silent praising God. You can't praise God in your mind. You have to praise him verbally. You have to express. You have to express. You can't be silent and praise. You can't be silent and praise. You have to express. My friends, praise is not just in singing. Praise is not just in preaching. Praise is not just in praying. You have to express. The world around you has to hear your praise. We have to hear you. You can't think and praise. You can't think and praise. You have to praise. You have to praise and give him everything you have. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You can't praise him and be thinking. You can't praise him and be silent. You can't praise him and be wondering. You can't praise him. No. You can't praise him and be thinking. No. You have to express. You have to open your mouth. Hallelujah. The world has to hear you. The world has to hear you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise him with everything that we have within us. We praise him with our best. We praise him with our best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise him with our best. We praise him with our best. We praise him with our best. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We honor you, God. Amen. Thank you for praising the Lord. It's a season of jubilee. It's not a season of mourning. We have nothing to mourn about. We have nothing to cry about. We have a lot to sing about. We have a lot to praise him for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have a lot to celebrate. Glory to God. And I don't care if you lost something. You lost a job. You lost an opportunity. You lost income. You lost. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We have a lot. We have every reason to praise our God. We have every reason to praise our God. No matter what is going on around your life, all of that is immaterial. It's immaterial. It's immaterial. Our God deserves our praise. Our God deserves our glory. Amen. Praise is not a result of what is going on around you. Praise is a result of your deep appreciation for your God. Your deep gratitude for your God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. You crank up the engine of praise. You crank up the engine of joy, the engine of rejoicing when you come to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on, Pastor Tinu, let's thank God for you. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for our pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your handmaiden. We thank you for your supernatural work in her life. Thank you for preserving her. Thank you for being so good. Ah, you have been too good. Too good. You have done her well. Our hearts rejoice. We are thankful. Lord, we are not ungrateful. We are not like those 9 lepers who walked away and didn't come back to give thanks. We are not foolish to forget all that you have done in your handmaiden's life. All of us are beneficiaries of your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your favor over her life. She's a living testimony of your goodness. Hallelujah. A living, walking, breathing miracle.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you,
and as we thank you for what you have done, we thank you for what is ahead.
Yes, Lord.
Because you have only just started.
Yeah.
This is only the beginning.
Yes.
We see ahead of her glory.
Yes.
We see ahead of her great things that you have already prepared, that you have already arranged.
Yes.
We agree with heaven,
yes,
concerning every good in the name of Jesus. We agree with heaven,
yes,
concerning every provision.
Yes.
We agree with heaven,
yes,
concerning every elevation,
yes,
that is ordained for your future.
Yes.
We celebrate God in you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We prophesy concerning you that as your days are, so will your strength be. The glory of your latter house will be greater than your former. In the name of Jesus, you will rise and rise and rise higher and higher like a mighty edifice. Your star will never go down. Your glory will never be stolen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your dreams and destinies will not be aborted. We declare that so. We declare it so. Fresh grace, fresh unction for this new season we receive on your behalf. We give God praise. We thank God for you. In Jesus' mighty name we have praised. Amen and amen and amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pastor Tinu. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now? 35? How old are you now? How old are you now? We rejoice with you today. Glory to God. Thank God for you. We celebrate you. We appreciate you greatly. All our lives are blessed because of you. All our lives are enriched, greatly enriched because of you. Locally, nationally, internationally, the fruits of your labor, the seeds that you have sown, they speak all over this nation. They speak all over this world. The fruits that have been born out of your spiritual womb, they speak all over the world. Through you, great grace has appeared to many all over the world. We thank God for sending you into our lives. We appreciate God in you. We thank God. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's thank God for Pastor Tinu. Woo! Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. Words are not enough to tell. Glory to God. We have so much to be thankful for. And I tell you what, I don't know about you guys. Satan will never be able to take our praise. Ever. God has been too good. God has been too good.
Yes.
My friends, God has been too good. What book, in what book are you going to write all that the Lord has done? In what book? There's no book in this world that can contain it. None. God has been too good. He has been too faithful. Hallelujah. He's our incredible God. And today, and all through this month, all through this season, we are giving him incredible praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Incredible praise. He hasn't stopped. He keeps doing it.
Yes.
I said he hasn't stopped. He keeps doing it.
Yes.
Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion.
Yes.
We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. And our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. When you bring our incredible God incredible praise, he will cause situations around your life to turn in such a way that your mouth will really be filled with laughter.
Amen.
Initially, when we start, our mouth being filled with laughter has to be a work of faith. It's a seed of faith that we sow. Sometimes you look around you and it doesn't look like there's any reason to laugh. Sometimes you look at the situations of life you are grappling with and it looks like Satan is winning. During the last, our celebration service on October, when was our anniversary service? October 26th, I think it was that Sunday. As I was preaching on your mouth being filled with laughter, sowing laughter as a seed, and we were laughing and laughing and we were laughing and declaring things and laughing and laughing. There was somebody online who was facing an impossible situation. A Red Sea situation. Somebody very beloved to us. I know there were so many people online, so many people were a part of that, and so many people talked about the things they're believing God for. But this particular situation, I know there are many testimonies, but this particular one stood out to us. As I was talking about opening your mouth and laughing, making your mouth filled with laughter, she was on the other side of the screen, and it was like her life was leaking away. Satan had mounted every kind of opposition and every kind of impossibility around her life. It seemed like everything was going to hell. It seemed like there would be nothing left. Nothing left. For that person, laughter was really a seed, that service. That person had every reason to cry. Cry through the day and cry through the night. We finished our celebration. We heard that, yes, she's sowing her seeds of laughter. She's sowing her seeds of laughter. And she's believing God for captivity to be turned.
Amen.
We spent one more service, a private service. Actually took a day of fast. And we declared that day of fast just for praise. We said, do nothing else, just praise. Do nothing else, just praise. And at the end of the fast, we got together for a very short private service. And we just laughed and just praised and just laughed and just praised.
Hallelujah.
This Tuesday, our phone started to blow off the hook. There was screaming and laughter on the other end of the phone. She said, the Lord has turned it. The Lord has turned it. In one day, God turned this captivity around. God turned this captivity around. When you offer God incredible praise, incredible things will happen in your life. When you act like you lost your mind, like you don't care who is there, you don't care who is watching you, you don't care who is hearing you, you don't care who knows about your situation, you don't care what is going on. You just keep giving God incredible praise. You just keep giving God incredible praise. My God, my friend, God will do something incredible in your life. I say, God will do something incredible in your life. Truly, eyes have not seen. That person's life is changed forever. Truly, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. The things that God has prepared for you. I know it can feel dry when you start. And Satan will attack you every way he can. He will throw all sorts of things at you. And he walks through your mind mostly. When you are hearing that word, I mean, can you imagine? I remember at the end of that service that Sunday, I remember standing here as Pastor Tinushi had invited her. She was standing right next to me. And I said, let's just laugh. And I was calling all sorts of things that we were laughing about. One of the things I called in that service, of course, unbeknown to most people, was that situation in that person's life. I said, let's laugh about it. I said, let's laugh about it. Initially, when we started the laughter, it sounded dry. It sounded like we were just trying hard to make it come out. But that's why it's a faith laughter. That's why it's a laughter of praise. Because when you start out initially, you have to do it with a determination. When that person was on the other side of the TV or whatever it was they were joining the service on, I'm sure when we stood here and we said, let's just laugh, in their natural minds, it may have seemed to them like this does not make sense in their natural mind. But you can't, God is not a natural God. You cannot serve God naturally. God is a supernatural God. So, in order for you to serve God and to praise Him in a way that is acceptable, you have to rise higher. Yes. You have to rise higher. Yes. Think about it. Those of you that were here in the Cleveland service last week, one of the things I was mentioning to you before I started ministering on incredible praise for incredible things, this is a season of opportunity for us to bless the poor. Some of you may listen to that and say, me? But I don't even have enough. That's natural. That's natural. You may think, but I mean, I'm struggling to pay my bills. I'm struggling to pay my mortgage, my rent. I'm struggling to pay this and play. And then you're saying, lift up your eyes and look for poor and help the weak. And I started giving you scriptures. It's a command of the Lord. It's not a suggestion. It's not advice. There are things that have been prepared for you. When we get past this season, one of the ways you do it is what we are talking about, incredible praise. But another thing that God is asking of you is that you consider the poor in this season. Lift up your eyes and consider. When lift up your eyes means stop looking at your situation. So you may hear that and say, what do I have? That's natural. We don't serve this God naturally. No. We serve Him supernaturally. Yeah. He's a God of faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come before Him, they must believe that He is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You must believe that this God that we serve is a God who has the ability to see beyond anything you and I can see in the natural. Yes. Where one of the things the Lord is asking us to do in this season is to remember the poor. Yeah. So let me obey the Lord before I come back to incredible praise for incredible things. Thank you, Emma. Put up these scriptures for me real quickly. Psalm 41 verse 1. Put that up in the Amplified. Psalm 41 verse 1 is a psalm of David. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he who considers the weak and the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of his own evil and trouble. He who considers the weak and the poor. That is, you go out of your way to look for them. That is, you make it a point of duty to ask the Lord to lead you to someone who is needy in this season. And then you set apart something to help them. And this is not going to be a 1 week, a 1 month thing. You will see. Into 2026, I'm going to be talking to you about this season of opportunity to help the poor, to help the needy. It's a commandment of the Lord. He's mandating us to do it in this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the scriptures we read last week, the one AI helped us find. Thank God for AI. Acts 20:35. Look, put that up in the Amplified, please. In everything I pointed out to you by example, that by walking diligently in this manner, we ought to assist the weak and the poor, being mindful of the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed, makes one happier and more to be envied, to give than to receive. Consider the poor, my brothers, my sisters. Consider the poor. Go out of your way, look for them. Look for them, bless them. Put up for me Galatians chapter 2, verse 10. It's one of the ones I couldn't cite, I just mentioned it. This is Paul talking about one stipulation the other apostles gave to him as he started his ministry. Galatians chapter 2 verse 10. They only made, in the Amplified, they only made one stipulation, that we are to remember the poor, which very thing I was also eager to do. I was eager to do. I was eager. That is, I didn't sit around at home hoping that if a poor person knocks on my door, I would bless them. No, I was eager to help them. I went out looking for them. And when I found them, I blessed them. I helped them. I gave to them. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Jesus sent, put that up for me, Luke chapter 7 verse 22. He sent the messengers of John the Baptist. Go back and tell him. So he replied to them, go and tell John what you have seen and what you have heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news, the gospel preached to them. We didn't leave out the poor. I said we did not leave out the poor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put one last one up for me just for today. Proverbs 19:17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and that which he has given, he will repay him. And I'm not talking about the poor across the ocean now. We always do that. You know, our ministry is very devoted to helping the weak and the needy and the poor and the disadvantaged across the nations. And we aggressively do it every week, every month. We are aggressively all across different parts of the world, aggressively, from Pakistan to India to Nigeria to Ghana to Niger Republic to, that's all over the world, to South Africa. We are constantly, and the Lord is pleased that we are doing all of that. But the Lord said he also wants us to lift up our eyes in our community, in our cities, in our nation. There's so many people that are in need of God's help. Lift up our eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, lift up your eyes.
Amen.
Lift up your eyes. I think some of you are cold. Lift up your eyes, I apologize. Lift up your eyes and consider the poor. Lift up your eyes and consider the weak. So let's do it. In our cities. Like I said to you last week, don't carry that burden by yourself. Some of the people that you may encounter that you wish you could do something for, you may not have the resources. Reach out to us, reach out to our pastors here and say, I wish the ministry can help me be a blessing to so and so and so and so. Like I said to you last week, we will not give them money. But we may assign someone to help us shop for them or buy some of the things they need and deliver it to them. The only reason we won't do money is sometimes you give people money and the big need in their lives stare them in the face. That's very important. But then there are other needs that they also have. And they may say, well, let me take care of this need first. But we are looking for sustenance help. That's what we are looking to deliver at this point. I'm sure the time will come in the future when the Lord will say, yeah, meet other needs. Help them pay their utility bills. Help them do this or do that. But right now, we are focused on sustenance needs. So you may know some people, whether you want to help, you desire to help, but you don't have the resources. Don't carry that burden on yourself. Reach out to our pastors, let them know. We will believe God, we'll gather some resources, we'll make it available to some people. They go out and shop and buy groceries or whatever it is these people might need and supply it to them. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
it's a mandate of the Lord. Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
All right. Let's get back to incredible praise for incredible things. Look at it in Luke chapter 5 and verse 26. Luke chapter 5 and verse 26. And let's look at that in the Amplified version of the Bible. Luke chapter 5 verse 26. And overwhelming astonishment and ecstasy seized them all. And they recognized and praised and thanked God. I like it. They recognized and praised and thank God. They were filled with and controlled by reverential fear. And they kept saying, we have seen wonderful and strange and incredible and unthinkable things today.
Amen.
We have seen wonderful and strange and incredible and unthinkable things today. When you give God incredible praise, you will see incredible things.
Yes.
I said, when you give God incredible praise, you will see incredible things. God will do incredible things in your life. I'm not hearing you. God will do incredible things in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The dictionary describes incredible, Webster's, as too extraordinary and improbable to be believed. Amazing. Unthinkable. Unimaginable. Too extraordinary. Ay, 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 ay. I saw God do too extraordinary this week. Hallelujah. I saw God do too extraordinary this week. Too improbable to be believed. Amazing. Unthinkable. Unimaginable. We saw him do it this week. We saw him do it this week. Too extraordinary and improbable to be believed. Amazing, unthinkable, unimaginable. We saw God do it this week. Hallelujah. It is your incredible praise that will produce the incredible things of God in your future. I say it is your incredible praise that will produce the incredible things of God in your future. Just keep on laughing. Somebody help me laugh in this service today. Somebody help me laugh. Somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your laughing voice. Help me laugh. Help me laugh. See, your praise too has to be incredible. Your laughter too has to be incredible. I know I just told you, God will do incredible things in your life. I said, God will do incredible things in your life. But your own praise too has to be incredible. You can't praise God in a way that is believable. You can't praise God in a way that is ordinary. And incredible means it is extraordinary. Too extraordinary to be believed. That means you too have to give praise in a way that is too extraordinary to be believed. That means when people see the way you are praising God, they look at you, they have to look at you different.
Yes.
They have to say, this is strange, strange praise. Until you praise God in a way that people say it is strange, you are not giving him incredible praise. Gentleman praise, gentlewoman praise, that's not incredible praise. You have to praise him in a way that makes people go,
Hallelujah.
It's too much.
Hallelujah.
It's too much. Amazing, unthinkable, unimaginable.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Greek word in that scripture is paradoxos. Pastor Tinu loves that word. It's her birthday today. That's why I decided I'm going to put it back in my message today. Paradoxos. She loves that word. Strange things. Strange things. There are other Bible helps, dictionaries that describe that word. Look at, these are some of the other words they use to describe that word. Astonishing. Do you have AI too, man? Spiritual AI. Astonishing. Huh? Spiritual sense. All right, there you go. There you go. Astonishing. Strange. Remarkable. Unexpected. Uncommon. Incredible. Wonderful. As paradoxos, we have seen paradoxos today. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in Psalm 50 verse 23, if you put that up for me in the Amplified, whosoever offers praise, who offers a thanksgiving of praise, glorifies me, and they will see incredible things. They will see amazing things. They will see the salvation of God. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving, they honor and glorify me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him will I demonstrate my incredible things.
Amen.
My incredible things. So that's you I'm preaching to today. That's you God is sending a word to today. You will see incredible things. I say you will see incredible things. Like that person this past week saw incredible things. You will see incredible things.
Amen.
Like this person this past week went from crying to laughing. Overnight, you will see incredible things in your life. I say you will see incredible things in your life. Like this person confronting a Red Sea situation, suddenly saw the Egyptians perishing in the Red Sea. You will see your Egyptians perish. I say you will see every Egyptian perish in the name of Jesus. You will see incredible things. I want us to, as I close, get ready to close. I want us to look at David's example of incredible praise. Let's look at David's example of incredible praise. 2 Samuel chapter 6. And I want to list for you 7 things that were a part of David's incredible praise. 2 Samuel chapter 6. We're going to read from verse 11. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody stand to your feet. Just give him incredible praise. Just give him a minute, 2 minutes of incredible praise. Just give him 2 minutes. Just look like you lost your mind. Like you lost your mind. Like you totally lost your mind. Give him 2 minutes of incredible praise. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You are our incredible God. You are our incredible Father. We give you incredible praise. We give you incredible praise. We give you incredible praise. You are our incredible Father. We give you incredible praise. Sit down, sit down. Second Samuel chapter 6 from verse 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. God is visiting your household soon. I say God is visiting your household soon. There will be an overflow of blessing. You know, some blessings cannot be contained. And some blessings you cannot shut it in a container. Wherever you gather it and put it, it has to overflow. It will overflow around you, everywhere around you. Everywhere you look, blessing. Everywhere you look, blessing. The Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom. His wife was blessed. His children were blessed. His community was blessed. The people that were working with him were blessed. The time has come for you to overflow in such blessings of God that even the people that work with you, that don't like you, they will be forced to like you because of the overflow of God's blessing on your life.
Hallelujah.
As you reach out to them, as God blesses you, and you go out and you buy a little gift. It doesn't have to be expensive. You just buy a little gift. I just wanted to bless you. I just wanted to bless you. And they say, hey, me? You bless me with this? Yeah, me? They will have to rejoice over the God you serve.
Yes. Amen.
Because of the overflow of God's blessings in your life. God bless the household of Obed-Edom. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertained to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. The Amplified Bible says rejoicing, with rejoicing. Why wouldn't he do it? He heard that the house of Obed-Edom was being blessed. And David said to him, how can somebody under me be blessed? And I'm sitting up here calling myself the king. What is it they are doing? I want to do it too. He found out what Obed-Edom was doing and decided he would do it too. You see, right? With gladness. He went and brought the ark with gladness, with rejoicing. Nobody was frowning on this day. Nobody was complaining. Nobody was crying, with gladness and rejoicing. 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 Hallelujah. Verse 13. And it was so that when they bore the ark of the Lord, and when they had gone like 6 paces, he sacrificed fatlings and oxen. This incredible praise has to include sacrifice. Someone say, God doesn't need my money. Yes, it's true. God doesn't eat, he doesn't eat sheep and goat. You are right. But the spirit of your sacrifice satisfies him. The spirit of your sacrifice satisfies him. You see how in the Old Testament, when they sacrifice animals, he satisfied the qualification for redemption. God was not eating the animal. God was not eating the sheep and the goat. But those sacrifices satisfied the qualification for redemption. You say, God doesn't need my money. Yeah, you are right. But the spirit of sacrifice satisfies him. Between Cain and Abel, which of them? Did God come down to eat the animal that Abel brought him? No. Why was he so happy? Why was he so blessed? It's the spirit of the sacrifice.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Holy Spirit is speaking today. The spirit of your sacrifice satisfies your God. The spirit of your sacrifice satisfies your God. Somebody, you have to write this down, and you have to write it down somewhere. Keep it somewhere where you would never forget it. The spirit of your sacrifice satisfies your God. The spirit of your sacrifice satisfies your God. When Jesus sat in the temple and was watching all the different people putting their gift into the treasury, there came this widow who had very little. But she took everything of the little she had and she put it in the offering. It was not the amount of what she put. It was the spirit of her sacrifice. Shh. Let this become an eternal revelation to you. The spirit of your sacrifice satisfies your God. Create an emblem. Create a slogan with it. Create a theme for your life. The sacrifice, the spirit of your sacrifice satisfies your God. It is not according to what people are doing. It is not according to what your friend did, what your brother, your sister, your neighbor did. No, it is the spirit of your sacrifice that satisfied your God. When God looks for people that will go for him, and God said, who will go for me? Who will go for me? And somebody gets out, a nobody, a non-entity, gets up and says, Lord, I will go for you. I don't have much, but I will go. God said, that's all I need. That's all I need. I'm not looking for silver and gold. I'm not looking for the wealth of the world. I just need the spirit of sacrifice. I just need the spirit of sacrifice. When God sees your spirit of sacrifice, God is satisfied.
Amen.
It is like somebody feasting on a meal and they have overeaten. They are so full, they need to take a nap. God, when he sees the spirit of sacrifice coming out of your life, oh my goodness. You wonder why God stretches out his hands to bless some in an incredible manner.
Yes, yes.
It's the spirit of sacrifice. It's the spirit of sacrifice. God came to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, verse 1. He said, I have seen your sacrifice. I have seen your sacrifice. The spirit of your sacrifice. The spirit of your sacrifice. When there are so many people that can do it, but nobody is, but you get up, you say, it may take a bit from my sleep, it may take a little bit of my energy, it might take some of the time that I could use for other things, but if it is for my God, I will do it. If it is for my God, I will do it. When you do it, God say, you have touched my heart. You have touched my heart. I will bless you. You will not recognize yourself. He said to Abraham, after Abraham went and offered Isaac, God said to him, see, God was not looking to get Isaac. What did he need Isaac for? What did he need Isaac for? Didn't that Isaac come from heaven? Doesn't God have many more millions of Isaacs in heaven right now? But when a man takes their Isaac, God has more than a million Isaac in heaven. But when a man or woman take their Isaac and say, God, this is my Isaac, oh. You have a million Isaacs in heaven. This is the only Isaac I have, oh. But you can have him. With joy in my heart, you can have my Isaac, Lord. You can have my Isaac. I am not holding on to my Isaac. You can have my Isaac. God sits in heaven. God say, ha, 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 ha. What do you need? What do you need in your life? What do you need in your life? Your Isaac may not be a child. Your Isaac may not be dollars and cents. Your Isaac may be a car. Your Isaac may be a house. Your Isaac may be a little apartment. That woman called that servant of God. Say, you can have my Isaac. Oh. You can have my Isaac. I can rent it for money, but you can have this Isaac. You can have every time you come by, you can take, this is your home now. This is your home away from home. You can have it. You can have my Isaac. The man of God got up one morning. He called his servant Gehazi. He said, Gehazi, he said, call that woman. Call that woman. What do you need in your life? What do you need in your life? God is not hungry for money. God is not hungry for anything. It is the spirit of your sacrifice. You know why? I'm preaching in the Holy Ghost. Because the spirit of your sacrifice connects your heart completely to the heart of God. Because the spirit of your sacrifice connects your heart completely to the heart of God. From the beginning, God has been sacrificing for man. From the very beginning, God has been looking to give to man. God has been blessing man. God has been taking everything. What do they need? Let me give them. What do they need? They need this. Let's give them. They need that. Let's give. What do they? Oh, they even give them more than what they need. Like the psalmist said, he anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He gives them what they have not even asked him for. God just keeps giving. God just keeps giving. God just keeps giving. Then God find one man or one woman that say, ah, Father, I want to be like you in this regard. As you give, I want to give. As you sacrifice, I want to sacrifice. What are you doing? That spirit of sacrifice is connecting your heart completely to the heart of God. There are deep treasures in God mere man will never know until they take on the spirit of sacrifice. My incredible praise is my spirit of sacrifice. Because when I begin to praise him like I lost my mind, when I begin to praise him and I don't care who's watching, I don't care who's laughing, and they say, ah, shouldn't pastors be more dignified than this? Shouldn't pastors be more dignified? Shouldn't pastors be more dignified? Shouldn't the way pastors talk, shouldn't they carry themselves with a measure of decorum at the altar? Even when you preach, shouldn't you just preach with a deep voice? The Lord is in his temple. Let the whole earth be silent before him. Ah, me, I don't have that one, no. Me, I have spirit of sacrifice. Me, I have spirit of sacrifice. I lost all my diggy. I lost all my diggy. I said, I lost all my diggy. Me, I have spirit of sacrifice. I have spirit of sacrifice. I have spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He offered oxen and fatling. Verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. You wonder why God called him the man after my own heart. Ay. He danced before the Lord with all his might. While his wife was saying, you should more dignified than that. Eh? Kings should be dignified. David said, me, I'm going to give him my sacrifice, my spirit of sacrifice. I lost my diggy. I lost my diggy. I lost all my diggy. But my spirit of sacrifice, I will give to my God. I give him all that I have. I give him what is left. I give him what is left. Somebody say, why are you praising him so much? What has he done for you? Hey, how much time do you have? That's the real question. How much time? How much time do you have? Because it's already 1 o'clock. How much time? I wish I could tell you. It's dance. Dance before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. I love that one. He was girded with his best outfit, his garment of praise. Sulaba. People wear their best outfit when they have an appointment with the president, when they have an appointment with the king, with the governor, with the mayor. David said, my appointment, the best appointment, the greatest appointment I can ever have is with my king, my father. Where is my linen ephod? Where is my best garment? Somebody bring me my best garment. Let's go sacrifice. Let's go sacrifice. Let's go sacrifice. Hallelujah. David and all of the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting, with sound of the trumpet. And as the ark, verse 16, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing. He was leaping and dancing. And she saw him. The Bible says she despised him in her heart. Verse 18. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people. See, incredible blessings follow incredible praise. Incredible blessings follow incredible praise. He blessed the people. He blessed the people. Let's close. It's 1 o'clock. Your incredible praise must have gladness and rejoicing. Your incredible praise, number two, must have sacrifices of quality offering. Sacrifices of quality offering. What is quality for Brother Joe? Maybe it may not be quality for Sister Mary, but for you, it must be a quality offering. Man can look in the natural and say, Brother Joe gave $100. Sister Mary gave 20. Oh, come on. Forget Sister Mary. But God can look from heaven and know Sister Mary gave everything she had. She gave without leaving anything behind, without hiding anything. And Ananias and Sapphira, when they brought their big land, they brought their big offering before the apostles. They said, we sold our land. This is the money. The money was a lot of money. There were some poor people there who didn't have that much. But when they brought all the money, Peter said, is that what you really sold the land for? See, for them, it was not a quality sacrifice. And God saw it. God saw it. Number three, your incredible praise. You must dance before the Lord, not before man. With all your might. You must dance before the Lord, not before man. You must dance before the Lord with all your might. All your might is before the Lord. as you see me so, is before the Lord. It's not before man. You see people in dancing, in club, in studio, in all these bars and things. You see them dancing with all their might before man. Then they come to church with their religious heads. And the preacher say, let's give the Lord praise. And they sit there like zombies. I've seen this all my ministry life in America. I go to occasions on Saturday evenings. That's why I stopped going. I hardly ever go anymore. If there's one that I can't afford to miss, I'll go. But many of them, you know, I don't, you know. There are some of them that I don't have a choice, I'll go because we rejoice and praise God. There are people of faith and people of the spirit. But I stop playing religion. I have nothing to lose anymore. It's over. I've done my bit. 25 years of doing that. What else? What am I looking for? I'm done. The next 25 years has to be complete for the Lord. Complete. There's no religion. There's no man. There's no. Complete for the Lord. Complete. I still go if you know, people of God, people of, yeah, I go celebrate. We rejoice with those. And there are people who know who God and celebrating God. But all these years, I see them. I see them. And they go in their parties, and they go their best outfit. They go and they're dancing and the music. They're rocking. And then on Sunday morning, we'll come to church. And I say, let's praise God. And they'll sit there like zombies. Can't get them to move. They sit down there. They say, when I preach, they say, he's arrogant. No, he's not arrogant. It's that I'm seeing your foolishness. And I'm telling you, it's time to change. And you don't want to change. So get out of the way. Amen. Move out of the way. We're not counting heads. Amen. We want to do the will of God. Amen. It's before the Lord, though. Praise and worship is before the Lord. There's a spirit of praise. Yes. When it comes upon you, you give it to the Lord with everything you have. Everything. You must dance more in the presence of God than you dance anywhere else. Amen. Than you dance anywhere else. Number four, he put on a linen ephod. His garment of praise and his best outfit. I like it. He put on a linen ephod. His garment of praise and his best outfit. When they ask him, when he got into the car, when he came out of the house, they ask him, King David, where are you going? I'm going to church. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house. They just said, this one you are wearing. People only wear it when they are going for party. No, me, I'm going to Holy Ghost party in church. Hallelujah. I'm going to Holy Ghost party in church. My God deserves my best. My God deserves my best. He put on a linen ephod, his garment of praise and his best outfit. Number five, incredible praise must include shouting. It must include shouting. As I told you at the beginning of this service, you can't praise by thinking. Sometimes you say, let's praise. You see, people, they just... You can't praise by thinking. You have to open your mouth.
Yes.
With shouting. Hallelujah. What verse is this? Do you see that? What verse? Verse 15. David and all his house, the house of Israel, brought up the ark of the Lord. With what?
Shouting.
With thinking? With thinking?
No, with shouting.
Glory.
With shouting.
I understand. You know, I understand. Sometimes, you know, we're different. But all of us, when you come into incredible praise, you have to change your personality. You have to change your personality. You have to take off that personality and take on the personality of incredible praise.
Amen.
Until I hear you shout, you are not praising. Until I hear you shout, you are not praising.
Hallelujah.
Shouting and the sound of trumpet, that's celebratory music. Incredible praise. shouting and the sound of trumpets. That's celebratory music. Number six, leaping and dancing before the Lord. Leaping and dancing. Leaping and dancing before the Lord. Not before man. Not before man. But before the Lord. And finally, number seven, with all his heart. In great humility, with all his heart. When his wife, Micah, let's read this. We'll read the other part next week. He wrote a psalm after this. He started writing psalms. When his wife, Micah, said, look at you. You threw off all your clothes. You before all those people. David said to her, he's my God. He's my God. He's before my God. You just don't understand. It's because you don't understand. You don't understand. And then he said to her, you think I was vile? You think I was vile? You have not seen vile. You have not seen. He said, you have not seen vile. You are about to see vile. He said, you'll be about to see vile. And then, God shut up her womb. Because if you won't open your mouth, then we will shut up everything that is productive in your life. If you won't open your mouth in incredible praise to God, we will shut up your productivity. That was it for Michael. That was it. There's no miracle. There's no preacher. There's no priest or prophet. No anointing of oil on that woman could open that womb. God said, if you won't open your mouth in praise to me, we will shut up every productivity area of your life. It's a deep mystery. There are prayers that are not answered because a verdict has gone out. We will shut down every productivity area of your life. But that will not be you. Amen. Because as for you, you will give him incredible praise. You will not be one of the onlookers. As for you, you will not be one of the dignified ones. You will not be one of the dignified ones. You will be one of the ones that will say, hey, my sacrifice of praise, oh God, receive my sacrifice of praise, oh. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you today. We give you our sacrifice of praise. We give you from the bottom of our hearts. We're not holding anything back. We appreciate you for who you are in our lives, for what you have been to us. Our hearts are full of gratitude to you. You have been too good. You have been too kind. You have been too faithful. We are so thankful. We are so thankful. We give you the glory that you alone deserve. We give you the praise that you alone deserve. Yes. Receive it today. Receive it today. Be thou exalted, our Father. Be thou exalted, our God. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted, Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted, our God. Be thou exalted. You alone deserve our glory. You alone deserve our praise. We give it to you alone, Lord. We give it to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you, God.